got this DM from a listener, Danny.
Yeah, Danny needs our help. He says, first off, I love your show. I'm originally from Cincinnati, moved down here about 10 years ago to go to school. Found your show. You two are hilarious.
Thanks, bud.
Anyway, been dating my girlfriend for about 6 months. She just got me this really cool, authentic Reds jersey for my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I'm originally from Cincinnati. I'm a diehard Reds fan.
Mm.
It was exactly what I wanted.
Nice.
The only thing is, and this is why I'm reaching out, is she had her name put on the back with the number one on it.
Okay.
I think she thought it was super cute and I would love it. But I can't wear this. I can't wear a jersey with Ashley number one on the back.
Jeezy.
My friends would make fun of me and say it was whipped. So my question is it better to just tell her that she missed the mark or come up with an excuse as to why I never wear it?
Mm.
I really like her. Don't want to hurt her feelings, but I really feel like I'm stuck between a rock and a hard place. Any help you could give would be appreciated. Thanks again.
Okay, so before I give my comment, as a woman, Kelly, would you rather a gift that you gave and you thought was a great gift to be told to you like, hey, this, I don't really like it? Or would you just
No, like, never tell me that. Never tell me that. I'll be broken.
So
so upset and brokenhearted because I thought that I put all this effort into it and I really had the most amazing gift. You're going to have to fake it. Just fake it forever.
So
until
what
you break
if,
up with her.
So what if like you, but what if you got something like a jersey or something like that to, and they, you never saw this person wear it? See, that would be kind of hard too, right? Wouldn't it?
Okay. So here's what I'm thinking. Maybe he picks a place where he's not really going to be seen by people. He wouldn't want to be seen with, you know what I'm saying? Or just wear it around the house.
Okay. So here's my take on it.
Never go to a game in it though.
Buddy.
We don't go to a game in it.
You got to get over yourself.
Oh, okay. So would you wear that to a Reds game?
Ashley number one?
No, like Elizabeth number one.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Okay. But you're married and you're already whipped. would you if you were dating?
Okay. So there was a time in my life where I cared too much about what other people thought.
I think that's where he's at.
And you just have to get over it.
Right.
And if she especially thought that this was a great gift,
mm-hmm.
man, you have got to get over yourself and you've just got to wear it. Who cares if it's on the back? You're not going to see it.
Okay. But they have been dating for 6 months. How solid are we?
Are you thinking this is a little bit of a Wedding Crashers? I will find you.
Maybe it might be a little presumptuous at this point in the relationship.
Okay, I get that maybe it's early on and maybe he's not ready to proclaim her as number one.
Maybe that's the issue.
I was gonna say maybe it's not so much her name and number one on the back of a jersey. It's just the fact that he's not ready to, maybe he hasn't told everybody that they're even dating. They've only been dating 6 months.
Exactly. Like there could be other factors at play. Like we're not there yet. We're not there yet.
So
maybe that's it.
All right. So other
but
than.
But we don't tell her that. Do we tell her that? We don't tell her that. That would break her heart.
Well, then wear it around the house.
Yes, wear it around the house.
You're not going to go to a sports bar or to the game every single game.
Well, we wear it to the grocery store or something.
You wear it at home, and you wear it whenever the Reds are playing, and you want to watch the Reds play.
Yes. If you go to a game in person, that's where it's going to be. Probably a point of contention because then he's not going to want to wear it and she's going to be like, why are you wearing your jersey?
But think about the odds, okay? Sure, you're from Cincinnati, but Cincinnati's a big city. And so you're going to go to a game. It's probably going to be you and her. It's probably not going to be you and a bunch of your friends.
Or we just go with our buddies. We go with our buddies. We walk out of the house wearing it, and then we wear something else.
Oh my gosh! And then you're on television, and then she sees She's like, wait a minute. Hey, Danny, I saw you. I saw you
catch
on TV.
A fly ball.
Yes, you catch a foul ball, and all of a sudden you're on TV, and you're busted. All right, we'd love to hear your thoughts on this. 502-795-1997, especially if you've had to tell a lie about a gift to a spouse or a boyfriend or girlfriend. All right?
Absolutely.
502-795-1997. We want to hear those stories. Got this DM from Danny. He's a listener. Got a authentic Reds jersey as a gift from his girlfriend of 6 months. Really cool gift. He's a diehard Reds fan. On the back, it has her name and the number one. So he's like, I can't wear this. I'll get made fun of.
My friends will think I'm whipped.
My friends will think I actually like this girl.
Yeah, I got a text. When me and my husband were dating, I made him a shirt that I thought was so hilarious. He would just make excuses as to why he never wore it until I eventually figured out that this shirt was stupid and he just didn't like it. We laugh about it now.
Oh, my God. Another listener, Stabby Sarah, writes in and says, always just fake it. My father's wife has the habit of giving me back the gifts that she doesn't like. Just another reason why she's a B. This guy just needs to fake it because it would crush her feelings if you told her.
That's what I think.
Maybe wear it someplace where his friends won't see him if he's
that
self-conscious.
That's what I'm thinking. The best way to do it is yes.
Another
I would be devastated.
Another message from a listener. I told a good friend once the gift they got me wasn't great. Did not go well. The world is not ready for our sincere honesty.
Exactly.
So I think, yeah, maybe this is one of those times where it's good to just lie.
Okay. Well, or just wear it around the house into places you know you're not going to be seen by anybody you don't want to be seen in. And Kelly from Crescent Hill says maybe Ashley listens to Ben and Kelly and his little problem's now fixed.
Oh, my gosh. Then you know what?
True.
If I'm Ashley, I'm asking for that jersey back because then it has your name on it and has number one. So it's
exactly
perfect.
I feel like, I mean, it's probably not her size. But otherwise, I'd be like,
maybe.
Hey,
why
don't
right.
you wear this and I'll get one? And yay, we can wear jerseys to the game when we go. Yay.
Oh, my gosh. Got another message from a listener. Wear it for the first time at the apartment. Then if she asks you, why aren't you wearing it out? Claim it's a superstition thing.
Oh, it's only lucky at the apartment. Okay. All right.
All right.
That's a good one.
All right. Well, hey, look, I think I go back to, man, you just gotta suck it up and get over it. That's my official stance on it.
Okay. Also, if there's hesitation, maybe that's telling you we're not fully on that same level in the relationship. Maybe. Maybe.
All right. Well, hey, good luck with that. And thanks for reaching out. Sounds like a great jersey. That is diving into the DMs.